Welcome to this edition of Computer Outlook. Computer Outlook with John Iasullo. This is where you find what's new, what's best, and what's next. If it's happening, it's happening here. The chat room is open at www.computeroutlook.com. That's www.computeroutlook.com. Now, here's the host of Computer Outlook, John Iasullo.
Hello, welcome to the show. This is your host, John Iasullo, and yes, this is the Computer Outlook radio talk show. Hey, I got to tell you guys, I just got off the phone a little while ago with Whackjob, and I always try to touch base with him every couple of days, and he touches base with me on some issues that he's facing out there. And let me tell you something that he experienced today with a family member that he took the time out of his day to try and help. If you see a program that comes up on your computer called Spy Sheriff, stay away from it. Don't go near it. Don't play with it. Don't do anything with it. Stay away from it because it is a piece of bad, bad, bad programming. It takes itself and lodges itself inside the computer. And I can only tell you that from experience because the other day we had it happen in the office and it was brought on by one of our guests actually had it in theirs and relayed it over to us. And Caesar was good enough to come over and walk through it with us to try and help us. And it took him, well, I'm going to tell you, a good two and a half hours inside the registry to be able to get this piece of software out of there, this piece of programming code out of there. And it was a mess. It was absolutely a mess. But you hear me talk about CounterSpy. You hear me talk about Pander. And you hear me talk about Trend Micro. And I believe if Wack was, I think Wack is still in our chat room, that he tried every one of those, and they all took little bits and pieces out. He also tried Adaware. It took a little bit out, but nothing really did the whole job. With the exception, now, listen to what I'm going to tell you, with the exception of a program he constantly talks about, and that's Spy Sweeper. It went in there, not only cleaned it all out, but it put it back to the point where it re-registered it and restored it back to its original condition. Because when this thing hits you, it takes everything away from you. Your desktop, your icons, everything that revolves around your computer is gone. I've got to jump out and take a break here, but when I come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this nasty little thing that's floating out there. We'll be right back.
Stay with us. Computer Outlook with John Iasullo returns right after this. Now, let's return to Computer Outlook with John Iasullo.
Okay, we're back, and you know, I don't want to spend too much time on it because you know we have Mark Vina, the Vice President of Marketing for Alienware, sitting with us. But you know what, Mark, you're sitting there. Why don't you come on board and just let me finish up this piece on this piece of spyware. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
All right. It's, I want you to hear this also because it's nasty, and it's something that's coming. It's just
scary.
It's just another lesson, a good lesson, you know, be careful what you're downloading. But this one hit in our studios innocently also, you know, by somebody bringing in and giving it to us, and then they weren't even aware of it. But to make the end of the story, you know, and I see Wack is staying with me, he's not going into the unplugged area just yet. He said that when he finished with Spy Sweeper, which was the program, the software that he used to help his family member out, it not only cleaned it up, but it took and gave him another full application, a piece of software that they written in addition to that, that was able to take and restore the computer right back to where it was. And, you know, put everything back on the desktop, did everything that it was supposed to do, because this thing was so strong that it did not even allow the program that's built into Microsoft called Restore to take the computer back to where it should be. So it's pretty nasty. It's a pretty ugly one. So, again, if you see anything there, I don't know if you can avoid it or not, but it's called Spy Sheriff. And if you need to, you go out and you get Spy Sweeper, and it's the program that's going to do it. Now, if you remember, Whackjob told us a long time ago when we started having the issues with rootkits that Spy Sweeper was one of the only ones out there that was able to go into it and take care of it. And that's a compliment to him for saying, you know, bring that to our attention. But Wack, I know you you like to go hide in the other chat room and do your thing in there. But I want to just make sure that everybody knew through your efforts and bringing it to me. I really appreciate it. We did this just about 14 minutes, 15 minutes before we went on the air. So again, thanks a million for bringing it to our attention. You know, post whatever you can up there, Whack Job, to help everybody. And give everybody what the latest version they should be looking in spyware. I would really appreciate that.
You've been listening to Computer Outlook with John Iasullo. Computer Outlook airs daily from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. To find out what's new, what's best, and what's next, visit John and his guests at www.computeroutlook.com. That's www.computeroutlook.com.